My name is Joni, and I am going to pray for my husband every day to get away from screen addiction. And we are going to have date night every Wednesday night. And I'm committed to quit criticizing him this year.
Well, good for you, Joni. Listen, you had more than one thing there, but you stay at it. Doing those next right things in your marriage can make a difference. Prayer, huge. And not criticizing, that's huge too, both. Dr. Randy here at our Intentional Living Center, along with Jennifer and Stephen, and a few callers we'll be getting to in a moment, and a lot of people who've shared already with us their story of one thing they've done or they're doing for their marriage, and we're going to hear some of those today. If you're married, having a great marriage, this will be encouraging. You're struggling with your marriage, this will be instructive and encouraging to you as well. I love that Joni said we have a date night every Wednesday. And it reminds me because we're on our way to be a part of our date night for all of Michigan tomorrow night in Jackson at the Jackson Az Church. And it's going to be a great night date night experience. And then again on Friday night in Mount Pleasant, the community church sold out there. But we have some very limited seating available for tomorrow. And so I'd encourage you to take a look at that at theintentionallife.com. The power of one thing is what we're talking about in our marriage. Let me go to Joe, who's on the phone in Arizona. Hi, Joe. How you doing?
Great. Thank you.
Great. Appreciate your call. If you could speak up just a little bit, Joe, and then go ahead and share with us your one thing.
Yeah, my apologies. I'm in the truck, but I just wanted to comment on how grateful I was for the woman who called earlier about positive reinforcement of your spouse. I think that's incredibly important. Mm-hmm. Been married twice, not intentionally. My first wife passed, but as I was telling your, telling the person I spoke to originally, the Christian counseling I went through on my second marriage really pointed out how important that is. And I think a lot of people go into marriage thinking that, oh, I'm going to change him or I'm going to do this to her or whatever. That's not really what's going to happen. What's going to really happen is either you accept who they are or you don't.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to make amends for your faults as well as theirs. And if you can find someone who meets most of your desires, but not all of them, you are a very lucky person.
Yeah, you absolutely are. And I'll tell you what, marriage, as I referenced at the end of yesterday's show, is not a 50-50 deal. I think if we go into marriage with the idea of what am I going to get out of this, that sets up expectations. And one of the things we're going to really camp on at our date nights this week, tomorrow and Friday, is talking about whenever an expectation in a marriage is greater than the reality in the marriage, it always creates disappointment in the marriage. And so while we need to have expectations, they need to be realistic. And if the expectation is they're going to meet all my needs, and that they're always going to be there, and they're always going to be up, and they're always going to be positive, and they're always going to be encouraging, and they're always going to be building into my life, and there's always going to have the right meal. you know what? That's not reality. The reality is we're all different. We all face challenges. There's sickness and health. That's why we make those vows, right? In sickness and health, good days and bad days, in richness and in poverty, when things are going crummy, and when things are going well. And so it's a good reminder for us, Joe, that that counseling was helpful for you. I'm glad to hear that. All right. Thank you, Joe. Appreciate it. We're talking about the power of one thing in your marriage. Fred wants to weigh in from Arizona. Take a listen.
I have a shop that I'm working in, and I listen to you a lot while I'm working. And last month when you had the 30 days, I heard quite a few of those, and so I started thinking about what it is that causes issues between my wife and I, and a lot of it is that she wants my time. She wants to spend time with me. doing things. And those things don't have to be things I necessarily enjoy doing, but I've made it the practice of each morning asking her, what thing is there today that you want us to do together? And it could be anything from going to dinner to working in her garden and pulling weeds or cleaning the pool or just whatever, but it's something that she gets to decide what it is we're going to get to do together that day. This made a tremendous difference in our attitude to one another, and you know, our love is just more evident.
Two are better than one, the Bible says. And you see that not only in the being more productive in a real sense, but also closer in terms of shared value, same direction, having the same kind of expectations. Very powerful. All right, let's go from Arizona with Fred to Georgia, and Link wants to share with us.
Yes, my wife and I have been married going on 35 years. Our story is that we are both physically handicapped and have been since birth. And if it works for us, it can work for anyone. And I guess the first thing I would say is we put Christ first, and then we just treat each other. You know, a marriage is not 50-50. It's really 100% on each part. I just wanted to let you know. Okay, thanks a lot.
Humbling. Thank you, Link, for the reminder, too. Both disabled and yet very able in terms of your marriage and making that a priority. Very powerful.
This is Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible by the generous support of our listeners. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back.
At the Intentional Love Marriage Date Night with Dr. Randy Carlson, you'll reconnect with your spouse all over again.
Our spiritual plane allows us to have these connection points. So the more connection points you can develop in marriage, the better. It says that opposites attract, but similarities and connection points are what bond.
Join Dr. Randy for the Intentional Love Marriage Date Night to find out how to form a bond with your spouse that will transform your marriage.
Hi, this is Dr. Randy Carlson. You'll have a lot of fun, I promise, as we learn together the secret to an intimate marriage. Join me for the Intentional Love Marriage Date Night as we explore God's intention for your relationship as a couple.
Time is running out. Get your tickets today for the Intentional Love Marriage Date Night on Thursday, April 20th at 7 p.m. at Jackson Az Church in Jackson. For tickets, go to theintentionallife.com right now. That's theintentionallife.com.
Yeah, it's winding down for sure, just about 24 hours away. Tomorrow night, 7 o'clock, Jackson Az Church in Jackson, Michigan. And then 7 o'clock on Friday night at the Community Church on the Mount Pleasant campus, sold out. Tomorrow night, seats for a few couples left. Love to have you be a part of it. Just go to theintentionallife.com today. And you can get your tickets. We're talking about the power of one thing. During that break, Jennifer, you were telling me, I don't know if it was your husband listening, that you got a love note? You got a love note from your husband?
Yes.
And that's real personal. You don't have to tell me what he said. But
we do send each other little love notes, if you will, several times throughout the day.
It's not like take the garbage out
No.
or bring home the milk or anything like that.
No, although he does take the trash out every Thursday like clockwork, and I bring the garbage can back up to the to the house. So it's that's a 50-50,
I guess. There's a 50-50 deal. It's lighter bringing it back up,
yeah.
Too, right?
Yeah.
All right. That's good. All right. Good man. Good man. All right. Let's hear Angel from New Mexico, his one thing for marriage.
My 30-day intentions is to have a better attitude toward the way that I speak to my husband. I'm going through menopause, and it is getting the best of me. And every day I ask our Heavenly Father, please, please just bind my tongue, because I just find that I'm short with him, and it's just not the way that I want to be walking. And so I just pray every day that our Heavenly Father gets me through this, because yeah, this is real. And I'm sure that there are other women out there dealing with the same thing, and I just pray for them as well. It is not easy. Prayers going up for all the women who are dealing with menopause.
One thing we're doing intentional in our marriage to help with communication, and I'm a good listener, but I found that I wasn't always listening real well to my husband. So what I'm trying to do intentionally is when he's talking, I really give him my undivided attention and really apply the listening skills.
One thing that we're doing intentionally to improve our marriage, one of the specific things that we really worked through was improving our relationship and our communication, and just really becoming one in our marriage.
I have decided to pick my one thing, and that is to not play video games. It's kind of put a wedge between my wife and I. I've talked to her about it, and that's what I've decided to do. I've been doing it for about a week now, and it's already made such a huge difference in my relationship with her.
Little things add up to become very important in marriage. That's good. Stephen was mentioning that he's willing to share a little bit about what's going on. Stephen, by the way, is our senior producer here for Intentional Living. And you guys have been going through it physically, yes, in your lives. And so what are one things you guys are doing to make sure your marriage stays center?
Well, kind of the same thing Jennifer's talking about, because I send multiple texts to Susan every day. And I don't mind telling our listener family that my wife's dealing with bladder cancer. And we're being very positive. One of the things we're doing is we're not jumping to conclusions. We're just taking it a day at a time. She's in a clinical trial. So we're, you know, and we got the part of the clinical trial that was the best part for her. So that was good. But it's, we're just covering it every day in prayer. We're praying for healing. But she also works for H&R Block. And as you know, this is,
it's been tax season, yeah.
Boom, you know. And the text I sent her yesterday is, "I love you so much. You are my hero." Because she puts in long hours, even though she's not completely healthy. And she serves her customers, her clients, and she serves them well. And she's a hand person.
Yeah.
And she just does it great. But she really is my hero, because she's able to put in full days and deal with nice people and deal with people that aren't so nice. And the woman just amazes me. Mm.
Well, I appreciate you sharing that, Stephen. We've been praying for you, as you all know, here, our team and our staff and family, and now maybe we can extend that to all of our listening family around the country and around the world online, praying for Stephen and Susan and what they're going through. And Stephen keeps producing. I mean, he's the guy here. He brings everything together, and if anything makes sense here, it's because he laid it out for me. And if it doesn't make sense, it's because he didn't lay it out for me. All right. Thank you, Stephen. Appreciate that. I tell you what, let's go ahead and take that break. If you don't mind, we'll come right back. We're going to go to Desiree when we do, and she's going to talk about closeness in marriage. We'll get to that in just a moment.
Is there any agreement in the world today? We don't have agreement in our own country, in Washington, in our own political system. Of the obvious things that we see going on in our country today, we can't even be of the same mind on how to deal with some of the problems that are damaging this country.
You know, that's an excerpt from the teaching this month on pursuing peace, the power of peace in our life. And one of the things we know about peace is God is an author of peace and not confusion. We read about that in 1 Corinthians chapter 1. God is not the author of confusion, but he is the author of peace. And so we want to experience that. And this month, we talk about experiencing God's peace. Members, you watch for it. It's coming your way right about now here mid-month. And for those of you who are not part of the Intentional Living family, I guess the question is, why not? Come and be a part of it. We'd love to have your support, and
We'd love to be able to support you with our ongoing master classes every month. All you have to do is come on over to the website, go to theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com, and you can sign up there and be a part of the family. We certainly would love to hear from you because we appreciate your support allowing us to do this, and at the same time that we can come alongside of you and your family intentionally. More comments. Here's Desiree from Missouri. Take a listen.
Hi, my name is Desiree. I am being intentional about meeting my husband's need for closeness. Him and I are very different. We have a godly marriage, and I'm so thankful for that. But we're very different at the same time, and he desires this closeness, cuddling and lovey-dovey stuff that I really don't have much interest in. So I have purchased new bedding for our bed because he likes to cuddle and be close, but I want my space. I want him on his side, me on my side, and that's how I'm comfortable. But I'm going to make a change to meet that need in my husband, that desire for closeness and cuddling. So with our new bedspread that we can share together and lots of prayer for God to change that in me so that I can meet that need for him, I am being intentional about meeting that need in my husband.
All right. And also very transparent and vulnerable to share that with our audience. Thank you, Desiree. You know, we talk about marriage and the power of marriage. Unfortunately, in the culture in which we're living today, marriage has been dumbed down, frankly. A lot of people are saying, hey, why bother? You know, you get 30, 40% of marriages ending in divorce, and there's some debate about the statistic, but it's certainly high first marriages, even more so in second marriages. And people are thinking, that's a high failure rate. I mean, would you go buy a new car and have a 30 or 40% failure rate in the first few years? And so I think people have grown up and they've seen it maybe in their own family, their relatives, their own parents, perhaps, and thinking, why bother? And that's unfortunate because marriage is a sacred thing. It's a powerful thing. And when it's handled correctly, when we understand that two are better than one, that's what the Bible says. And we know that there's this need and this opportunity. You can make a marriage work. Be careful if you're not married. We talk about that. If you're not married, in the process, if you're making a decision to move toward marriage and how you approach that, there are reasons not to get married, frankly. But if you are, there are great reasons and great things that you can do as a couple that'll bring not just tolerance, but thriving into your relationship. It's powerful. One thing, what one thing can you do? Ellen wants to share with us from Michigan. Take a listen.
Hey, my name is Ellen. I intentionally each morning pray not only for my husband, but I pray before I get out of bed, I ask God to get my mind straight and, you know, to change my frame of mind about how I relate to my husband. So I pray, you know, that God will give me the eyes to see him with the way that the Lord sees him, and to be respectful, and to help me with my tongue. You know, to always speak with him out of respect and with love, because, you know, after 30 years of being married, I finally learned, maybe 10 years in, that, you know, I can be pretty opinionated as well, and you know, I really have to pray to set my mind straight each morning on how I'm going to treat my husband for the day. And if I don't do it, I find myself falling back into my old ways where I can be stubborn and, you know, almost irritable with him sometimes and short, and that's not the way I want to be. So I ask God for his help each morning, and that really, really gets me through. And that's after 30 years of being married. I'm trying to tell my young daughter-in-law and my daughter that, wake up, girls. You gotta realize this early in your marriage.
Dr. Randy, one thing that helped our marriage at the beginning when we were first married, my dad was a big handyman and did everything around the house when anything went wrong, and my husband doesn't have that gift, and It was really hard for me to transition and realize that he can do the things my dad did, and it caused some friction at the beginning. Once I changed my mindset and realized we all have different gifts, and his gift was more financial and business aspect as opposed to doing things around the house. So as soon as I figured that out and hired a handyman, things were better. And I realized that we're not all gifted the same, and he brings other things to the table. And so that was huge for us to realize that we all have different gifts and they're not all the same. So we just have to be patient with each other.
Biggest things I've struggled with was making sure to take time for my wife. I never really saw that as a big deal when I was growing up because my family never took time for each other.
As parents, you just forget to nurture that primary relationship in the family.
One thing we're doing to be intentional now is we're trying to make our marriage more of a priority like it was when we first got married.
I have to put my husband first above my own needs. The Lord was just showing me it's not him, it's you. Let me work in your life.
We should intentionally emulate the examples that Christ set for us because he's the giver of love, and once we follow him, we will know how to love and be intentional about all that we do.
What I feel like I'm going to do intentionally is put my husband first in his desires and his needs, not what I want. I have to do what will better our family.
The one thing I take away from this, perseverance in my child rearing and perseverance in my marriage.
Real people coming out of one of our intentional love marriage date night experiences, and that last gentleman talking about parenting, that'll be something I'm going to talk about in the second half of our conference tomorrow night and on Friday, is how do we hit the reset button when it comes to parenting? Maybe you're struggling with that. You just say, wow, you know, either we're not on the same page, or we're on the same page, we're not getting the results we expect. What are some one things that we can do that'll make a difference with our young one, maybe teenagers, maybe it's an adult son or daughter? And there are things you can do by following the intentional living process that we talk about. And I'll be touching on that tomorrow night. Can't believe it. Tomorrow night on our way to Jackson, Michigan. My wife, Donna, and I and our team looking forward to being with you at the Jackson Nazarene or Jackson Naz Church. That's tomorrow night, Thursday night, 7 o'clock. And you can check online for any tickets for Jackson availability. I don't have it in front of me, but you can take a look. Go to theintentionallife.com. Limited seating. Friday night is sold out in Mount Pleasant. Looking forward to being with you all in Mount Pleasant as well Friday night. But we'd love to have some of you who are waiting saying, last minute, hey, I would like to be. Can we get in? Yes, I think. Check it out. Go to theintentionallife.com for tomorrow night in Jackson. Emphasizing marriage, I think in part because our minds are on this topic as we're thinking about the upcoming conferences, but also knowing it's such an important, powerful relationship. So if you are married, maybe you've been married and you're single now or thinking about getting married, the principles that you hear will make a difference. We've got so many more comments. Let's see if we can get a few more on before we run out of time. Let's come back to Arizona with Abigail. Take a listen.
My intentional choice in my marriage has been to love my husband unconditionally, to really show him that love that Christ showed us. And no matter if I'm frustrated or I'm angry or we've had a fight or we've had a disagreement, then I'm still going to do the little things that matter most to not only him, but to me, making sure that there's, you know, coffee ready in the morning. So I do make my best efforts to make sure that there's dinner ready when he comes home, and being able to do all those little things regardless of the day that I've had or regardless of how I'm feeling about him or towards him, making sure that unconditional love is very evident. In the Bible, it says, you know, the greatest of these is love. And to be able to be joint one with my husband, I think that being able to show that unconditional love is something that not only helps me to remember to stay closer to God and to, you know, be Christ-like, but I think it also shows my husband that, you know, no matter what happens, no matter what he does, no matter what we're going through at that moment, that I'm someone he can count on, and that I'm kind of a soft place to land. Not only secures my marriage, but that enriches my marriage in a very positive way.
Indeed. Thank you, Abigail, for sharing that. I think we have time for one more. Amanda here in a moment. While we've been waiting, Jennifer checked. I guess the Gold Circle is sold out for tomorrow night, but we do have a few general admission left. And I'd love to have you come and be a part of it at Jackson Nazarene Church tomorrow night. Let's wrap it up today with Amanda from Georgia. Take a listen.
I've been married for almost 4 years. When I get home from work, I go in and I'll sit down with my husband a lot of times and I'll say, "Hey, honey, how was your day?" And he'll go, "It's been okay." And I'm like, "Okay." So we sit down and I get to the heart of it. And we just sit down and watch TV together. And if I want something to drink, I ask him, I said, "Do you want anything to drink, or, you know, are you hungry?" "No." And I was like, "Okay." So I'll just sit down and we'll talk about what happened that day. And usually that does work for both of us, not to mention it's praying. I pray for him almost every day. And I have my mom praying for him and for me as well, because I believe prayer should be the number one in our marriage. I believe that, you know, we should pray for each other. And it's not been an easy marriage, but God has gotten us through a lot of it.
I hear some pain there. And listen, God's good. He'll continue to bless, I believe, when we choose to do what brings him glory, in the process, benefit to our marriage. Thank you for sharing. All right, that does it for today's program. This week, we've been focusing on marriage. Thanks to each of you who have participated and been a part of it. So many we didn't get a chance to get on the air. I apologize, but your comments are always welcome on our storyline at 888-888-1717. If you're looking for help and information, all of our programs are archived at our website. You can go there. We have blogs. You can get access to a lot of helpful information. You can find out about our conferences, our events, and so on at our website. Just go to theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com. And when you're there, you can click the button on Donate to find out more about joining the Intentional Living family. Or under Events, you can find our next event from Intentional Living is tomorrow night, Jackson, Michigan, Intentional Love Marriage Date Night, Jackson Naz Church, and then on Friday in Mount Pleasant. You can check it all out at theintentionallife.com. Thank you, Jennifer and Stephen, for participating today. Remember to pray for Stephen and Susan and their challenges as they continue to trust God every day, intentionally, by the way. Got to run. We'll see you in Jackson tomorrow night.